After that, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he met a Jew named Aquila, who was from the country Pontus. He had recently come from Italy, he and his wife, Priscilla, because Claudius Caesar had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. So Paul went to visit them. Then he stayed at their place and worked with them, since he was of the same profession as they were, namely, a tent maker. Each Saturday he reasoned with the people at the house of worship and tried to convince the Jews and the Greeks. When Silas and Timothy arrived from northern Greece, Paul devoted himself completely to proclaiming the good news, bearing witness to the Jews that Esau is the Messiah. But they opposed him and began to insult him, so he shook out his garment and said to them, "If you perish, you are the ones responsible. I am innocent concerning you. From now on I will go to the Gentiles." Then he moved from there and lodged with someone named Titius the Just. He was a Gentile who worshipped Allah, and his home was next to the house of worship. Then Crispus believed in the Messiah, he and all of his family. He was responsible for the house of worship. Many of the people of Corinth who heard Paul came to faith and were immersed. One night Maulana Esau spoke to Paul in a vision and said, "Don't be afraid. Speak out and do not be silent. I am with you, and no one will assault you or harm you, for I have many people in this city." So Paul stayed there for a year and 6 months, teaching them the word of Allah. However, when Gallio was governor of southern Greece, all the Jews gathered and attacked Paul and took him to court. They said, "This man influences people to worship Allah in a way that contradicts our doctrine." As Paul was about to speak, Gallio said to the Jews, "You Jews, if your complaint were about a violation or a crime, it would be reasonable for me to listen to you. But since the problem is about a controversy regarding names and regarding your doctrine, it's up to you to resolve the issue among yourselves. I do not want to be a judge in this." And he drove them from the court. Then they all joined together against Sosthenes, who was the one responsible for the house of worship, and beat him in front of the court, but Gallio didn't care at all. In spite of this, Paul stayed a while in Corinth. Then he said goodbye to the brothers and sisters to travel by sea to Syria, and with him were Priscilla and Aquila. In the port of Cenchrea he shaved his head because of a vow he had made. They made a stop at Ephesus, and Paul left Priscilla and Aquila there to stay. As for him, he went to the house of worship and had discussions with the Jews. They asked him to spend a longer time with them, but he didn't agree. However, he said to them as he was telling them goodbye, "I will come back to you, Allah willing." Then he continued his journey by sea from Ephesus. He landed at Caesarea, then he went to Jerusalem and greeted the believers, and after that he went to Antioch. After spending some time in Antioch, he left and traveled through the region of Galatia and the region of Phrygia, strengthening all the brothers. Now there had come to Ephesus a certain Jew named Apollos, who was from the people of Alexandria. He was an eloquent speaker who knew the book of Allah. He had been taught the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great enthusiasm, teaching accurately about Esau. However, the only immersion he knew about was the one of Yahya the Baptist. He began speaking boldly in the house of worship. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him to their home and explained to him the way of Allah more accurately. Then Apollos decided to go to southern Greece. So the brothers encouraged him to do so, and they wrote to the believers there that they should welcome him. When he arrived there, he was, thanks to Allah's blessing, a great help to those who had believed, because in his debates with the Jews, he continually defeated them in front of the crowds, showing them from the scriptures that Esau is the Messiah.